always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and you are tuned in to none other than the Yacht of the King Radio, man, and we are the home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life, man, and today we're getting it in with a new cat, man, that some of y'all may not have heard before, man, but you might have heard of one of the cats that he runs with. He go by the name Chris Searcy. We actually had him on the show. Go to the archives, check out his interview, man. I think that interview we did with him was about Valentine's Day. And then he told us about a Valentine's Day holiday similar to Valentine's Day for the men that happens sometime in September, October. I still don't think we know the date. But anyway, I got another cat out there, man, from the Chi-Town, putting it down. Got a brand new project that y'all need to pick up. It is called The Remedy. And we're going to talk about that project. We're going to talk about how he got involved, because I heard he just started singing. That's what Chris Searcy told us last time. So we're going to find out about that. Also, the topic of the day is going to be about a clean heart. What does it mean to have a clean heart? Why do we have to have a clean heart? And how does our heart begin to be cleaned? Do we get like some toothbrushes and get surgery and to clean that heart? Or what are some of the things that we have to do? And we definitely going to go to the word for that, man. And that's the topic of the day, man. This is Yacht of the King Radio. Go ahead and send in your music at yachtoftheking.com, or go to yachtoftheking.com and click on the contact and then music submission. Let's go ahead and get it
this
in.
This is your boy Tremaine Harris, and you're listening to Yacht of the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Keep it locked right here. Stay blessed.
That's what it is, man. E. Carter featuring T. Hattie. Let's get it. Got no more.
Shorter, nights seem colder, brain seems harder. Back on the wall and I'm reaching for my father. Need my umbrella now, homie, no Rihanna. It's like my shrimp's on E. In this fight I am losing, moving with no speed. Yeah, the homies crying out, please Lord hear me. Cause without you I am Samson, no hair, weak. Stressed out and I need some reviving. Running straight for you cause you keep more supply in. We're beneath my wings, Jesus Christ, the I am. None better, spiritual food, so eat fam. And you can keep your 5 hours, my energy's Christ. You give me strength to win wars and battle this life. I keep my eyes tight, focused on eternal life. But I'm feeling low and need my source to finish the fight.
I need you running out, almost on empty and I got no more.
Nothing but a game, but at times I feel lost while driving myself insane. Waiting on your hand, then you spin my world round, yeah, like a whirlwind. Listen, he's still God on the throne, who supplies all my needs to the storm, Red Cross. Hopeless like a penny widow, but my guys are restorer, gave energy to my soul. Oh, how do they live without him? Cause like the homie Truth, I am lost without him. The power that he gives help me move the mountains. Bring peace to the storm, no time to doubt him. Born to win like T-Hattie, I'm a champion. Jesus my trainer, my source, my all, man. My provider, my one heart desire is to be close to you. Build me up, I'm a rider.
Yeah, running on empty and I got no more. I got no more. Yeah,
blow by. Steady on the move, grounded but so high. With the strength of memories and close ties, life is like an open road in the sky. Might be living like it's all in your hands, trying to keep a firm grasp on the dreams and the plans. They won't die. Bet you never knew a day like this. No deceit, no lies. Rise to shine, shake the dust out your eyes. Brand new vision.
I don't need a heart or a violin. Whining really isn't in my DNA. It's not who I am. Hurt, pain, strain in this life, yeah. But this is life here. One day I leave on a comet in a light, yeah. Maybe I'm dreaming, dreaming. Or maybe the things that I'm seeing isn't what I should believe in. No more preset notions. I gotta close my eyes, reset my focus high.
When the pain in your mind starts to blind how you see the day.
Against the wall, being chased by a storm. The winds bring rain. Hurt triggers rage. Fear invites terror, and terror bleeds pain. Can only run for so long when life has got a meaning. I gotta keep believing. Who's gonna fight if I'm retreating? Even when the trees are blowing, I need to be seeking refuge in my peacemaker's hands is where my peace is. Don't give up on dreaming. It's only for a season. Just wait, the storm is all a part of bringing you your healing.
Gotta move on. Gotta be strong.
J-Mac's new album, For His Glory, available at iTunes, Holy Culture, and anywhere music is sold.
Available right now.
Featuring singles like I Am.
Purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living.
What is your greatest decision? Is it For His Glory?
Available at jmayonline.com. jaymayonline.com. Chase's Devotionals. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals, adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com. No walking away. And that's really what it is. Rhema Soul. Man, they actually got a new video that just came out. I don't think it's for that song. But go ahead and check it out at their website, Rhema Soul. Google them. They all over the place, y'all. Check it out, man. We got Trey Harris with us right now, man. And Trey Harris, the way we like to get the show started, man, we like to get to know who you are. We would like to tell, ask you to share your testimony with the people, man. Can you go ahead and do that?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
Well, basically, I know you talked to Chris last time. He was you know, kind of sharing my testimony about singing at the age 14, man. It's really when me and God had our one-on-one. You know, at the age of 5 is when I accepted the Lord as my personal Savior, but I really wasn't into the things of God until the age 14, man. You know, and I was in the church and I'm seeing people, you know, speaking in tongues and all this. I'm like, okay, well, what's all of this? You know, so
yeah.
I get in the scriptures, man, and start studying, you know, about, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, and what he comes to do.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, okay. And the scripture was saying that, you know, after you receive that from the Holy Spirit, you'll be endued with power. So I'm like, okay, well, what's that all about? You know, so then, you know, God just started to reveal himself to me through the scriptures, man. And I kind of like just put the video games and everything down, man. And I went after God. Mm. Now, prior to this, dude, I used to try to sing, bro. It just wasn't like that. Wasn't there, man? You know, and I wish I had this tape recorder, man. When I was younger, man, I had like sang on this tape recorder, man. I can't find that tape nowhere because when I tell people this, man, they don't believe, brother. I couldn't carry a tune, but it's like I had this desire to sing, and God put that desire there because only He could fulfill that desire. Mm. So, man, I'm sitting up here, man, and I'm seeking after Him, man, and I'm crying out because I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, man, and. And I just went out to God with all that I had, man. But I was trying to tell God, you know, look, don't embarrass me. Don't knock me out in the church and roll me around. Don't make me cry, you know what I'm saying? You know, whatever you got to do for me to receive it, I don't want you to do that. You know, and I'm trying to tell God how to do what he do.
Yeah.
So time went on, man, and I'm just, you know, continuing to seek after him and crying out to him, bro. And it just got to the point where I was like, Lord, I don't care what you have to do. Whatever you have to do, I want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I remember one Sunday morning, man, we were praising and worship. And the power of God fell, man. And I was just worshiping God, man. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit began to speak. And he began to speak for about an hour straight, you know, and proved to me that it wasn't me, you know, that it was the Spirit of God. And in that same moment, he fulfilled the desire that he gave me for singing. He fulfilled that desire, man. And it's like, I just opened my mouth, man, and yield myself to God, man. And it's like, all of this stuff started coming out, you know. And cats be like, oh, Trey, you this, you that, you know, you cold, you that. I'd be like, no, man, I'm just a vessel. Mm-hmm. You know, and I let people know that me, of myself, and my own ability can do nothing.
Wow.
You know, but when I surrender myself to him, then that's when you begin to see the awesomeness of who he is. And I try to take people back to that as opposed to trying to take the glory and the honor for what God is doing. You know, I want people to come to know him for who he is and to see him for who he is and how great he is. Because without him, bro, I'm definitely nothing. And I can do nothing.
Wow, that's an incredible story. So you did not sing until you were filled with the Holy Spirit?
No, sir.
Wow, man. And some of y'all like, okay, he did not sing, what's he gonna sound like? Hey, like I said, we got a treat for y'all, man. You definitely are going to love this. So talk to me about just some instances or growing up. It sounds like you grew up in a godly household. Who are some of the people that really influenced you to have a relationship on your own with God?
Oh, man.
Can I keep it real?
That's easy, man. My dad, man, you know, I grew up watching him pretty much every day. He would get up, you know, we would see him, you know, studying his Bible and stuff like that. And, you know, even as a kid, we kind of like made fun, you know, like, he always in the Word, you know what I'm saying? or we'll see dad praying. Dad always praying, you know what I'm saying? We ask dad, you know, hey, can we do this? Can we do this? He'll be like, well, let me pray about it. Yeah. Like, man, you got to pray about everything, you know? I was like, yeah. I go to the store, well, let me pray about it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, can I go across the street and play with my friend? Well, let me pray about it.
That was
my dad, you know what I'm saying? And I just grew up seeing that, you know, like every day, man, and seeing his commitment to God every day. And just seeing that over a period of time, you know, it kind of rubbed off on me. It was like, you know, I became curious. It's like, you know, what is this that dad is always, he's always in the word, you know what I'm saying? He's always praying, you know what I'm saying? He always talking about the things of God, you know what I'm saying? And just ministering to different people. It's like, I wonder, you know, what it was to it, you know? And then over a period of time, God just began to reveal himself to me, even at a young age, man, you know? I remember the enemy, like, used to torment me as a kid, man. I would see, like, evil spirits and stuff like that. And I remember my dad would pray. Mm. And it would all cease. It would stop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, he told us, even when we were coming up, I got an older sister, younger brother. He told us when we were coming up, he say, but for the young men, I want you to pray and ask God to make you a real young man. Mm. You know, and this is a prayer that he had us pray, you know, every night before we went to bed. He said, pray that God make you a real young man. And it's like, that just stuck with me, and we did that. And how many of us know that God honors the prayer of the righteous?
Yeah.
You know, just even as kids and doing that, he began to shape us and mold us and make us into the image that he desired us to be. You know, and I thank God for my dad, and I thank God for my mom, because, you know, she was a praying woman as well. You know, it was a a lot of times when I think I was probably the kid who got in the most trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was the one who was always into something, you know, and it's like God had his hand on my life though, because he knew what he wanted to do with me and where he wanted to take me. But it's like the enemy was trying to destroy me even as a kid. You know, he wanted to destroy me, man. But God had my parents there, and I thank God for having two parents, because a lot of people, you know, that are out here don't really have, you know, didn't really grow up with two parents in the home. But I was blessed.
Yeah, praise God.
To have two parents in the home, man, and two saved parents in the home, you know, because that's really not the norm in a lot of cases. You know what I'm saying? So it was really a blessing, man, to have them. And I kind of came to know God, you know, through their walk.
Praise God, man. So y'all hear that, Trey Harris, man. We're going to go to your first song. I think this was the song that we put on the top 20 jams, which is called Remedy, man. Talk to me about this joint right here. What's this all about?
Basically, the remedy is, you know, how a lot of times we try a lot of different things in life, man, because, you know, we're looking for that satisfaction, you know what I'm saying? And we try different things, and we never really give God the opportunity to prove to us that he is the thing that will fulfill whatever desire you have, whatever you're looking for. It's in him, you'll find it. So a lot of times we'll try, you know, a lot of people may try drugs, a lot of people may try alcohol, a lot of people may gravitate towards things that really are not going to fix the problem. It just covers the problem over for a minute, you know what I'm saying? And then when you come down off of that high you're on, the problem is still there.
Mm.
You know, so basically this song just basically is telling the people, look, if you have a situation, you have a problem, you're looking for peace, you can find it in Jesus.
Yeah.
So that's basically what the remedy is about, man.
All right, Remedy, Trey Harris on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's go ahead and check it out, y'all. God bless.
Yes, sir.
Seems like every step I take, the weight of the world keeps wearing me down. I know something's gotta break, and I hope and pray that it's not me. My heart is searching, trying to find it. Everything in this world I've tried, I just won't really. I need some peace. I hear something on the inside of me say,
I hear the remedy.
When the hope is gone and your life's on a down spiral, I'm right there by your side.
I hear the remedy.
When you can't hold on, no matter what you do,
everywhere I turn lately. Somebody has an answer for me. But everything I try, it never works out right. It always leaves me empty inside.
My heart is searching, trying to find.
So how could you forget that I am the remedy for everything?
That's your main ain't a cure,
yeah.
And I mean that in so much more.
Ooh, I am God, yeah.
When I'm on this road and your life's on the best spiral, I'm right there by your side. When you can't hold on,
this record as frequently as possible.
One, two, three, four.
Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out. My ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out.
Chase money.
Money.
Money's too fat.
Yeah.
That's why I stay with the sun like Steve Nash. And I've been purchased by the blood with no cash. The devil's so steady looking at me so mad. Yeah, I was lost, but now I'm found. Nemo. And I thank the Lord for taking all my whips. Repo. Yeah, he took the weight up off my shoulders. Kilo then got snatched the chain up off my neck.
Devo. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, my ego. 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 Leg out, leg out. My ego. Leg out, my ego.
I just wanted to be seen. Wanted to be heard like Jesus. Geek is taking over. Revenge of the nerd. I live life without a plan or a consequence. Cause it was my will to be a fresh prince. I cried out for change, hoping it would make sense. I didn't need beat. Take six. Cause sin ain't nothing for you to play with. And not to be celebrated. Banquet. Hey, so please let go of your ego. Cause God's watching us through the sky like a peephole. Looking at his people like, I got a lot of he's, but I don't really have enough heroes. Money, cars, and girls, that's what the world is slaving after. Trying to get back to the roof like, yes, a master. Trying to move forward, I ain't got no time for moving backwards. So put me back in place like a chiropractor.
Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out.
calculations 1 in 10. I ain't out to please people, and my ego's in no game. I don't play Coleco. Vision much clearer. The Lord is who I fear. Holy Spirit feels so when I think of what He did, bruh, I tear up. I become broken, humble heart open. I just wanna know Him, not just on my clothing, a Sunday motion, or when I'm on stage. I hear my name instead of His. I'm self-exalting, insulting His name. Who knew salt could be plain? Just a straw in the flame, cause His blood ain't in my veins. Wearing ego like a pico, I'm juice like Tampico. Head is giant, call me Frisco. Oh, you hot, hot Tapatio. Copy Jesus, call me Kiko. Don't look back to sin like Tebow. Yeah, I kill my alter ego, cause the Lord I wanna see more. Falling short like DeVito. Give me chariots of fire. That's spooked on Elijah, that took him to Messiah.
My ego, leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out, leg out. My ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg
out, so leg out, my ego. That's the homie Jesus Geek. Song is called Lego. And, man, we got to let go of our ego, man, if we want God to be on the move in us. We're going to get on the topic of the day in a little bit, man. The topic of the day is clean heart. Why do we have to have a clean heart? How do we get clean? All that, we're going to talk about that. But right now, we're with Trey Harris, man, and we want to talk about you singing, man. Now, you said you did not sing until you got filled with the Holy Spirit at the age 14. Who are some of the influences that you listen to that you would say, man, hey, I love the way they sing? And you might even, you know what I'm saying, utilize some of their gifts into what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I grew up, I would listen to WNUA 95.5, was a jazz station.
Yeah.
That used to come on here in Chicago. They have changed it now. The station is it's a different station now. But I would listen to just the different instruments, man, and try to mimic what the instruments were doing.
Wow.
I definitely was big on the Whiners. We grew up on the Whiners, you know. Definitely big on Commission. Grew up on Commission. Those are like the major two, you know. And then Fred Hammond, The Spirit of David. You know, that's one of my favorite albums, man, from Fred, The Spirit of David. Definitely were influenced by those cats. Grew up on Rance Island, definitely influenced by him.
Yeah.
Definitely influenced by Shirley Caesar. I love her music because, you know, every one of her songs, man, she tells a story, you know what I'm saying? And really pulls you into that story, you know what I'm saying? I love her music. Grew up on that. Grew up on the Staple Singers. Sam Cooke.
Wow, yeah, yeah.
You know, stuff like that, man, you know. That's what music was, music, man. It's just a little different now, man. But those things definitely influenced me, man.
Okay, so with those influences, as far as artists, what are you trying to explain through your music? What is the goal of, if somebody picks up your latest project, Remedy, what is the goal of that project, and what is the goal for you as a gospel artist, man?
Okay, well, definitely, somebody was to pick up the album, man, what I really wanted them to see was, if you notice, if you look at the album cover, my picture is not on it. Mm. You know, it's the album cover was actually designed. The Lord gave a brother of mine. He gave me like a picture with a backdrop, and the Lord took it and turned into what you see as far as the cover. Because I was sitting, and I was like, well, Lord, you know what do you want me to put on the cover? This whole album, man, was basically I asked God what He wanted me to do. Hmm. How He wanted me to do it. Each
thing that
went into this project, definitely I went before Him and I said, Lord, I don't want to just put out an album. I don't want to just be singing. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can do that. You know what I'm saying? But I want to put out something that, you know, is going to minister to the needs of the person that's listening to it. You know, so each song is basically personal to me and part of my testimony. What I want people to get from The Remedy is, at the end of the day, whatever you need, you can find it in Jesus. He is the great storehouse.
Yes.
And he definitely, I don't care what it is. You know, I remember that was a time, man, when I should have been dead. But because he is who he is, I'm still alive. You know, they were telling me, Mr. Harris, you only have 3 paints of blood in your body, and you at least have to have 8 paints to be in the land of the living. But yet, I was still alive. Mm. So that's what inspired the song, Nothing Without You. Even if, I believe, if I didn't have a drop of blood left in my body, I still would be here, because it's in him that we live and we move, we have our being.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? He is the one here. He is my source of life, you know. So everything about the album, man, is basically directing people to who he is.
Dope, man. So with this project, is this the only form of ministry that you operate in? I guess that's a question I like to ask artists. Is it only music? How do you feel when it comes to, okay, you can't sing? How do we be able to minister to somebody if they don't like our form of music? What would you say to that?
I mean, well, you can, the best, I feel like this, the best type of ministry that anybody can do for a person who does not, you know, really feel your kind of music, is to be what God said, which is a living epistle read of men. See, people watch you. A lot of times people won't even step foot in the church, but I guarantee you, on your job, somebody is watching you.
Hmm.
They watch what you do, and they watch what you say. You know what I'm saying? So based off of what they can see God in you. Now, some of them may not know what it is, but over a period of time, God will open up a venue where you can minister to that individual, whether in word or just by your actions or reactions, or the way you carry yourself, the way you live your life, can influence others and show them a picture of what it is to be a Christian and what it is to be Christ-like.
Hmm. That's good, man. So our life gotta definitely be ministry, man. And talk to me real quick, man. Chris Searcy, it sounds like you the chill cat. Chris Searcy is like the energized cat. How do y'all work together, man? What's it like connecting with y'all too?
Man, you know, that's my God, brother, man. We brothers before anything, man. Before even getting into the whole music aspect of it, man. You know, we family and really good friends, man. And, you know, we sit around and chop it up, man, about the word and everything, man. You know,
yeah.
That's just something we do. And it's like, I'm silly. You know, I'm laid back right now, but I'm silly. That dude is crazy, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When we get together, it's just a ball, really, man. Honestly.
All right.
We had a lot of fun working on this project, man.
Yeah, now tell me the name of your guys' label or your guys' however. Is it a label that you guys both have together? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we started a label, My Radio Records. It was really started by he and I, and there were two more people that were added to it, to the label. And at one point, they decided they didn't want to do it, so, you know, we basically dissolved it. And so right now, everything, as far as the label goes, is still pending. You know, we're still pursuing that. You know, that's still one of our goals.
Yeah.
Is to have that label.
All right, man. So for all those that have not heard this Remedy project, we're going to get into another song off of it, and it's called All I Need, man. Talk to me about this joint. This also was on this is a song that we keep in heavy rotation right now. Talk to me about it, man.
Well, basically, it's like my testimony when I first started learning who he was. You know, I kind of just wanted to shut everything else out. And just get to know him, you know what I'm saying, and spend time with him and give myself to him, you know what I'm saying. And even in the song, it talks about how I put down, you know, everything that wasn't like him. Why? Because I wanted to be more like him. So I'm like telling you, Lord, all I need is you. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, when you first get saved, man, it's like a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff around you. It's a lot of influences around you, man. It's like sometimes you have to just shed some of that stuff out, man, just so you can, you know, get a clear perspective of where God wants to take you and what he wants to do in your life. You know what I'm saying? So amen. Let him be your main focus. That's basically what the song is about.
All right, y'all, let's get it in. Trey Harris with us right here on Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifted Christ and abundant life. Let's get it in.
Some people didn't believe me when I told them that I was never going back and I'm a new man. I can't do the things that I used to do no more. Thank God. Don't walk like the way that I used to walk. Don't talk like the way that I used to talk. His blood has cleansed me and washed me. Made me a new creature and I gotta be
what he made me.
That there ain't nobody better, no, no, nobody else, no. Who can make your life connect the dots when it seems too hard? Never going back, no, never going back, no. Gotta keep it moving forward. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. I just want you, 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 you. I just want you, 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 you. Lord, it's my one desire.
Kept on holding on to the things that I didn't know would keep me from my home. But your grace and your mercy brought me to my senses. Because you love me, Lord, you wiped out all my offenses. With my hands up high, I present my body holy. Because there really ain't nobody else for me. That's why I want
you.
concept. Shit off the walls with the graffiti. This is like a panini, Pinot Grigio with ice. Baked ziti and a beady at the end like Feeny. Come on like Vini, he gon' penalize the greedy. I see the lies they feed me, between the lines he reads me. A story like Slick Rick, slick lip sync ships. Control him like stick shift, is this it? Nah, this life just eclipse it. Russian roulette, 9 milli the clips in. Listen, we in the midst of a battle, right? Long time before our time and these satellites. A long line to check cash and spots out in Crown Heights. Before brown and white liquor got blamed for your appetite. I'm like, dag, it's so corny that it's sad. Over Redenbacher said, you better not put it in my bags. Actually put it in the trash. I used to roll grass up like tires when you're racing. Drag, I take a drag and pass it like McNabb. But that's the past. I done moved on like U-Hauls to the bottom of the list cause it lasts. Listen, there's one thing that I'll fight for. Like Shaolin monks with light swords in a night war in a Serengeti. Getting ready to tribal roar. The ram's horn blows and foes fall like they like the floor. Yo, what I write is so hot it ignites the floor. And burns thoughts to either make you hate or like the Lord. Or love him more, either or. You choose your poison or ask for the cure. If you keep pursuing this cash and these whores, you gon' end up lifeless with a back full of sores. Cause you greedy. With a Beamer and a Bentley on the TV, who's better off, you or Stevie? Mussolini, Lucifer sees me and sends troops to do me like preemies, like you don't need me. And I don't need a bunch of amens as proof to keep me preaching, cause he's before time, the truth precedes me. So I cut you more lines so you OD, he will be seen. High drawn eye without using TVs. Or helicopter footage moved to DVD. Listen. His kingdom ain't nothing like Camelot. Sir Lancelot would get crushed by his gavel. Stop your petty fronting, cause he starts with a baddest stop. You try to hide your sins, they get caught in his camera shot. No gamma rays, you get smashed when his hammer drops. His aim's like birds vertically over your Camry's top. Plop. Yeah.
Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop. Hey. The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SNSSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you SNSSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. And more. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California. West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Gina.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
We invite you to join in fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christensen. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way. Right there, that's the homie Ak Davis. The song is called Take Notice, man. And, man, y'all need to take notice of what he's doing. Ak Davis just came out, man, a real, real lyrical cat. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the cats that I listen to, no music, and he's a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Acapellas. And speaking of acapellas, Trey Harris, you got a couple of acapellas on this Remedy project, man. Was it just like you just took the music out, man? Do you ever go and do acapella stuff? What's up, man?
Well, the song, which is Thank You, which is the first and the last song on the album. The first song is with the music, and the last song is without the music. It's just the vocals. But I have done some acapella stuff before, and I'm definitely looking forward to doing some more acapella stuff.
So talk to me, man. Acapellas in gospel, do you feel a lot, it kind of have drifted away? Do you feel a lot of people move away from acapellas these days? What do you think, man?
Yeah, you know, everything is electronic now, man. You know what I'm saying? You can pretty much do anything with the technology they have out right now, man. So a lot of people, I feel, are drifting away from acapella, man. But I don't really think that it's nothing that can really compare, man, to acapella, where you get to hear the true voice, you know what I'm saying, of the person that's singing, and get to hear all, because a lot of stuff you don't even hear in the song. Mm-hmm. When the music is going, that's what we hear when it's, you know, it's just the acapella version. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I like both, you know what I'm saying, and I can pretty much flow in either or, man.
Dope, man. So who do you I guess, my question is, do you play any instruments at all, man? I didn't ask that earlier.
I play keys a little bit. You know, I track a little bit. I'm not going to say I'm like Mozart, you know what I'm saying, on the keys and like that, man. But I play a little bit, you know. And actually, God has really been teaching me, man, you know, because for a while, some friends of mine that I know that play or whatever, you know, I've tried, you know, learn some stuff from them, and now, it's like, it's almost as if they didn't want to teach me, so I don't worry about it. I was like, Lord, will you teach me what you want me to know? And he's been showing me a few things, man, on the keyboard. So, yeah, I'm definitely getting off into that, because I would like to do more production. I would like to do more on the production side as far as the music when it comes to projects and stuff that I work on.
Dope, man. So we're going to do this. We're going to get on the topic of the day, which is all about having a clean heart, man. And as I was praying this morning, I was like, God, what do you want us to talk about today? And this is what I kept hearing, man, purified heart. And I'm going to read this verse right here, Proverbs 29. It says, what can I say? I have kept my heart pure and I am clean and without sin. That was his question. And then, but the Bible also talks about out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, man. So sometimes that means that sometimes our heart is not clean, right? Mm-hmm. So how do we get a clean heart, man? What are some of the steps to beginning to have a clean heart?
I would say one of the first steps towards having a clean heart is to have a full surrenderance to what God's perfect will is for your life. And unless you have a full surrender, because if you give it, if it's a partial surrender, then you're going to be half-hearted. Not going to be the whole you did. You know what I'm saying? I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about when you invite Christ in to be your personal Savior. When he comes in, do you invite him in as a guest? Or are you giving him the deed to the property? Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if he's just a guest, then, or even if he was rent, There's only so much he can do. He may be able to paint a room here or there, but he can, like, knock out a wall and add on an addition if he wanted to. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, a lot of times as Christians, we may give him half the property and give him half our heart instead of the whole heart. But the only way to actually get into giving him a whole heart so you can have a pure heart is to have a full surrenderance to what his will is for your life. You know, and basically, whatever his will is, if you desire that, then wherever your desires are, that's where your heart is going to go. Mm.
Man, you preaching, brother. This dude said this. Do we give God rent? Are we letting him rent? Is he just a guest? Or is are we giving him the property, man? This is yours. This is, man, that's a good, man. Oh, my goodness. I mean, we got the 21 gun salute going on right now. Because right there, that shows a lot, man, about our hearts not being clean or not. So let me ask you this. In that situation, somebody surrendering or somebody partially surrendering, what does that show about our heart?
What is, if someone partially surrenders, what does that show about their heart?
Yeah.
That's what you're asking. Well, basically, what it shows is if you, as an individual, have not come to the conclusion that you need to give your all to him. So it's like, it's like you partial. When I say partial, it's like, Lord, I can handle this and I can do this. I don't need you to handle this. I don't need you to touch this. There may be some things that God may put his finger on that he wants to remove. But because you haven't, you know, surrendered wholeheartedly to him, and it's like you basically go through life, live a life of constantly falling, getting up, as opposed to come into a place where he is able to keep you from falling. Mm. You know, you don't have to live your whole life falling every day. When you have a savior and a deliverer and a person who is able to keep you and sustain you.
Yeah.
To where you don't have to go that route. Mm. But that's what it's like an individual who gives them a half heart or a partial, as you say, part of your heart is clean, part of it isn't. It's like you live beneath your privilege as a child of the Most High God, you know, and as an individual. You don't really get a chance to really experience the deep things of God and really get to know him on a personal level, because it's like you're only willing to give him part of you and not all of it.
All right, man, let's talk about the Levitical priests. Now, if their heart wasn't pure, man, this is a cold story right here. But if their hearts were not pure, talk to me, man, about what would happen, bruh.
If your heart wasn't pure and you went into the Holy of Holies, they had to tie a rope and a bell around you. And if the bell stopped dinging, we knew you was dead. So they had to pull you up out of there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, man, and just going to show you that the mercy and the grace of God and the love of the Father, man, because if it was still like that today, man, brother, you know, I see a lot of dead folks with ropes and bells tied on, huh?
Yeah. So talk to me, man.
Real talk.
With that story, that just shows us that nobody can approach God without a clean heart.
You gotta have a clean heart.
As you said, grace and mercy, God's grace and mercy is there. But what does that warn us? Does that warn us about something to come, or is that just something that we just need to look at in the past?
Well, it warns us of something to come, because if your heart is not clean, okay, and when you look at that, how it was back then, you know, if you came into the Holy of Holies and your heart wasn't clean, then you know the punishment for that was death. Mm. Now, when you think about it, even in today's society, the enemy is plaguing you constantly with death. You are constantly under attack by the enemy. Now, one of the things that can alleviate this attack is a full surrenderance. Yeah. Is a full surrenderance. If you give it all to God and then you trust and depend upon him to be your source 100%. Irregardless of what else okay, I'll put it to you like, that was a situation where, I was in a hospital, and they told me I had to take something called Prevacid. They said I had a bleeding ulcer. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they said, Mr. Harris, you have to take this for the rest of your life. Well, I tried to take it, okay, and that stuff almost killed me. Mm-hmm. So I had to make a decision. And my decision was, Lord, I can't live with this. I can't take this. And I know you to be a healer, but if you don't heal me and deliver me from this, then I'll just be coming to see you real soon. Mm. And that's a real conversation that me and God had. And do you not know that he honored that and he healed me from that situation? Wow. But because I made a decision to, like, look, I'm not going to trust what they're saying. I'm going to trust in knowing that you are who you say you are. And that you are well capable and able to do anything.
That's powerful right there, man. So he's experienced healing. Let me ask you this, man, in closing on the topic, this is the last question. In having a clean heart or even a pure heart, as I actually tweeted out earlier, what is it like to be purified, or what are we being purified from?
Okay. The thing that we are being purified from is the sinful nature that takes you to the grave. Mm-hmm. Because the scripture says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Now, he told you that he set before you life and death, and then he told you what to choose. He said, choose life. Well, how do I choose life? I choose life by coming to this point where I make a decision that I only want what God wants.
Mm-hmm.
If you only want what he wants, then only the things of God are supposed to come to you. But if you want what he wants, and man, I want the devil over here off of this tray and the devil over here off of this tray, guess what? The things of the enemy is going to come in on you as well.
Mm-hmm. That's good right there. So y'all hearing it, definitely we're getting it in right now with the homie Trey Harris, man. Topic of the day, clean heart. My question is this, man. I'm just going to have to ask what he asked. Are you giving God, is he just a guest? You know what I'm saying? Is he a part-time, you know what I'm saying, partner? Or are you saying, hey, man, God, you can have it all, man? That's what it is. And ask yourself, man, is my heart pure, man? That's a prayer, man. We have to continually pray that we have a pure heart, man. Actually, there was a scripture that I just found that I want to share also. Actually, I'll share that with y'all later. We're going to go to this song right now, man. This is, that's the name of the song. Talk to me about what this is all about.
Well, I mean, I remember as a kid, you know, I'm looking at the beauty of the hand of God, you know, the things he created. You know, it's like, you know, David said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? You know what I'm saying? And God began to share with me. He said, look, you are a part of me. You are an extension of me. You never viewed yourself as really being a part of me. You've always viewed yourself as being separate and apart from me. But the thing that caused the separation was sin. But Christ came to bring back the communication and the oneness that we had with God before the fall. So basically, this song really gets into, you know, Lord, what were you thinking when you created me? Why did you love me so much? And basically, in the song, he tells you, he said, I love you because you are a part of me. I created you from every part of me. Mm. You know, so it's just basically putting you in the mindset to receive your true identity, which is what? I am truly a child of the King. I'm not just saying it. I'm living it. It's a part of me. That's real.
Dope right there, man. So let's get into it. This is by Trey Harris on Yada the King Radio. Let's go.
What were you thinking when you created me, God? I really like to know.
Like to know.
I'm nothing but the dirt from the ground, and I just wonder why you love me so.
You
broken makes them whole. Takes the bound, makes them free. Takes the weak and makes them strong. All of my sins have been erased. He has lifted my disgrace. I'm overjoyed, overjoyed that Jesus would make me whole.
I ain't trying to be hot, I'm trying to be relevant. I ain't a candle, I ain't trying to wax eloquent. I'm running for my life now, trying to fight hard. These ain't just lyrics, but a contrite heart. Yeah, feeling it like the heat in the summer. We know better, but the flesh should be keeping us running. Back to leeks and onions, as of recent discovered. If it's in the dark, it's impossible to keep secrets covered. Who would've known that my indiscretions would reach my cousins? I apologize to me, my niece and others. You should have been able to trust, but I breached the covenant. I knew you all before you was able to reach the cupboard. Now when I preached in public, it's all out the window. Cause sin contradicted a lot of what my pen wrote. Yeah, especially what I wrote in open book. Apparently there was something in me I overlooked.
Now
it's
dead, by my soul. Takes the broken, makes them whole. Takes the bound, makes them free. Takes the weak and makes them strong. All of my sins have been erased. He has lifted my disgrace. I'm overjoyed, overjoyed that Jesus would make me whole.
Check my records, I got some prize like Harlem Nights. I need Jesus, David's son, like a Harley bike. Wasn't hardly right, what I did was wrong. And it ticks me off, and it sets me off. And I hate the consequences, cause death results. But I know I reap what I sow like Betsy Ross. Yeah, he ain't tipped me, but he let me fall. Now I carry all that pain, sin left me scarred. He let me fall, he ain't let me go. And now I went astray, sin left me broke. Yeah, the light for me ain't no crystal stair. But I keep climbing, cause the diamond is crystal clear. At times I'm quiet, I get a chair, sit and stare and think about the ways that sin affected my fiscal year. Yeah, the tide is turning now, I'm shifting gears. Though I'm weak, he's giving strength in the midst of tears.
By my soul, takes the broken, makes them whole. Takes the bound, makes them free. Takes the weak and makes them strong. All of my sins have been erased. He has lifted my disgrace. I'm overjoyed, overjoyed that Jesus would make me whole.
I felt dead and lonely, only God knows. Then Jesus came and breathed life on my dry bones. I know a lot, knowing a lot's not wrong. But now it's all about application like the iPhone. Yeah, I got hang-ups like dial tones. Yeah, but Jesus hung up and died, so no condemnation, that's my consolation. Am I still guilty? Not a conversation. Now I just wanna proclaim it in the congregation. God is good and Dr. Jesus got a lot of patience. Yeah, I'm on the operating table, heart palpitating. Look at what the body's shaping. Gotta thank the body, cause y'all came behind me. When my foot slipped and I sank in the valley, and something supernatural happened when the saints rallied. My true friends held me up like a bank robbery, and that's foolproof. I can't even front like a gold tooth. I hate what I had to go through, but I love the fact that I got to know you. So what you are witnessing now is the whole truth.
That's the truth right there. He's sharing the whole truth, man. And for some of y'all, he actually is on Facebook talking about why we should call ourselves Christian rappers, man. And, you know, I think that has a lot to do with the Lecrae Church Clothes CD. And I'm going to just say this, man. Hey, if you hear, I'll say this. If people hear your music, they should know that you're a Christian. That's the way that I'm going to leave it. I don't care what they call you. They should know that they're a Christian, man. And I mean, when I heard Lecrae's joint, it's no doubt that he's a Christian, man. You know what I'm saying? The truth, it's no doubt that they're a Christian. Let's not get hung up on what we call ourselves, man. Real talk, man. This is, it's the body. Don't let the enemy
divide us again over something. Man, it's Trey Harris, man. Talk to me, man. The enemy want to divide us over so many things.
I mean, it's like, it's crazy, bro. It's like, we really think about it, man. Everybody wants a title. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, wants, you know, to be recognized. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But this is how I feel about it, man. I tell people in a minute, I'm such a vessel, man. I am a vessel fit for the master's use. However he want to use me, I'm fine with that. You don't have to, if he want to use me to prophesy, I'm not going to run around and start saying I'm a prophet. I'm just going to tell people I'm a vessel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If he want to use me to minister a word of truth or, and life to someone, I'm not going to say I'm pastor this or pastor this. I'm just a vessel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, me personally, I shut the devil down, man, when he tried to come with all that confusion, man. You know what I'm saying? And try to label this and label that and say this is that. Look, I'm just a vessel that's used by God. However he want to use me, I'm open to that. Whatever he want to do, I am open to that.
Yes. And
that's how I feel about it, man.
Dope, man. Dope, brother. Remedy, that's your first project. Where can people go pick this project up right now?
Well, as of right now, it is on iTunes. It is also on Google Play, which is that's for Android phones. People have an Android phone. It's also on Amazon MP3. I do have hard copies. You can hit me up on Twitter or Facebook. On Twitter, it's Tremaine. Well, it's not really Tremaine One. It's Trey One. TREONE1. On Twitter, and it's on Facebook, it's Tremaine Harris. And we could probably work out something. If you want a hard copy, I can get that to you.
Dope, dope, man. So what is coming up next? That is the question we're going to ask.
Well, a couple of people have already been asking me, when is the next album coming out? So I have, you know, started on some of the music. I do have some ideas for what's next. So I'm definitely working on that. Just right now, it's just the time, man. Just having time to actually get in the lab and actually start working on stuff, man. Between family and a job, man, you know, you have to make the time to actually get it in. You know, so that's where I'm at right now. But I'm definitely looking to release something before the year's out.
Okay, okay. So another project. So that means you're going to put out two projects in 2012.
By the grace of God.
Wow. That's pretty big, man. And I'm just going to say this, man, and I'm pretty sure you understand the way that I'm coming about this. I heard this project, man, and I was blown away. You know what I'm saying? To me, I was like, man, how come people have not heard of this cat? So I know you got some advertising coming up, man. You do you do a lot of shows out in Chicago, man? What's up?
I haven't really been doing any shows because I haven't really, nobody really knows. A lot of people don't really know about the project, even that it's out. So, I mean, the little, you know, that I've been trying to do as far as getting it out there, you know, it's going slow. I did an event in St. Louis. It was the last month. It was a men's conference down there, and I got some contacts from that. A couple of gentlemen want me to come to some youth events they're going to put on. There's another event that's coming up on the 22nd of September, 21st of September. It's a friend of mine, you know, he was telling me about this black and white party, red carpet event. They're going to put on a basically what they do is they showcase a lot of indie artists to actually give them an opportunity to be heard. You know, so I got invited to do that. So I definitely keep you posted on that. But, you know, when I get the information, I'll shoot it to you, and you can share it with people that would like to come out.
Dope, man. So y'all hear that? What you? What? Any last words you want to share with the people, bro?
Hey, and all you're getting, get an understanding. You know, and don't be afraid to give all. God, you know, some people say that, you know, you are taking a chance by trusting God with your life. Mm. I've heard people say that, you know, but I'd rather trust God with my life as opposed to trust man with my life.
And there that's it is. There it is. Trey Harris. Follow him on Twitter at Trey, T-R-E One, O-N-E, the word one. And definitely, man, find out what he got going on, man. You guys will be blessed. Hey, Trey Harris, man, I had a great time getting in with you, man. You have a wonderful night, brother.
Hey, you too, my brother. Enjoyed it. Hope to do it sometime again real soon.
For sure, bro. God bless.
God bless, man.
All right, y'all, we're going to get into this song real quick. Clean Heart by Lee Sun, man. We're going to talk about having a clean heart later. And this song is featuring Kate Drama. You dig? Let's get it in.
Feels so good to be back in the building.
Yo, as I lay prostrate, I pray for a clean start. Tears down my face, I pray that I see God. And it seems odd, cause I've been in this place before. But with a clean heart, I can put on my naked clothes. Lord, make it so, take me out the danger zone. Give me the heart of David, so your presence I can make it known. I'm patient, yo, but please don't delay it though. Cause I really wanna be considered a savior clone. Not just for a moment, but for the duration. See, I'm with it, if you with it, let's form a relationship and soar through the nations, the world's atmosphere. Yeah, I was lost for a minute, but now that it's clear, I think that we should travel here, there, and everywhere. Cause I've returned to you whole and my heart is clear. Let's get the forward motion now that my heart is open. God, your voice is speaking through me and my heart is spoken.
Got a clean heart, renewed mind. Got a new heart and spirit, now I'm ready to shine for his glory. Take a look and you'll find that. Got a clean heart, renewed mind. Got a new heart and spirit, now I'm ready to shine for his glory.
Gather round now. Yeah. Now Will Smith don't have to cuss in his raps to stay relevant, but he does in his movies. Tell me, is that any different without a clean heart? Can't help from being a hypocrite. Behavior I hate in others, I do the same silliness. Tell me what's the benefit of winning an argument with my spouse? Some argument is ready to call it quits. There's only so much a person can take. Only worse in the state of my marriage when I'm not willing to carry her weight. Refusing to bear the burden for the sake of my wife. Say she hurting, but I keep saying she wrong and I'm right. Being right never changed nobody's heart in the past. And if it did, it wasn't something that lasted. Trust me, 10 years in the pen won't cure any men. Neither will Betty Ford clinics cure you from sin. Sex rehab can't cure what's within. Only the God that I serve is a worthy heart surgeon.
Got a clean heart, renewed mind. Got a new heart and spirit, now I'm ready to shine for his glory. Take a look and you'll find that. Got a clean heart, renewed mind. Got a new heart and spirit, now I'm ready to shine for his glory.
Lord, create me a clean heart, because right now my heart feels so dark. What's the difference between me and those outside the ark? Who got judged with the flood, hide the charts? Because there is no contrast. Yes, I'm a kind man. I'm quick to anger. I wish I was a calm man, but I'm not. Patience thin, which is why I end up a patient from sin. I need treatment, had too many treats. Good for the moment, now I'm seeking relief from the pain, from the change. Now my heart is disdain, conquered by shame. What I feel and what I know, two different things. Feelings lead to death, but his word sustains. A life of peace, so clean my spirit that I may reverence you beyond the lyrics.
Got a clean heart, renewed mind. Got a new heart and spirit, now I'm ready to shine for his glory. Take a look and you'll find that. Got a new heart and spirit, now I'm ready to shine for his glory. Take a look and you'll find that.
Y'all, this is Lee Sun from Cincinnati OH, baby. You now listening to Don Christian on Yacht of the King Radio. Keep it locked.
Let me speak on it.
Yeah.
God, I love you, yeah. God, I love you, I'ma pour my heart out. God, I love you, you. God, I love you, I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just gonna pour my heart out. I was born just to pour my heart out. The voice is here, I'ma pour my heart out.
Yeah, I'm just gonna pour, come on.
God, I love you, pour my heart out. You're there for me when my soul was wore out. You hold everything together in your right hand, and right in your right hand's right where I am. When I felt like I couldn't take another breath and didn't have an ounce of strength in my soul left, you swooped down from your throne on high and breathed life in my soul and mind. I tell you why, I called on the name of the Lord and you defend me. And ain't no weapon gonna succeed against me. You concerned with everything that affects me. So when I plead the blood of Jesus Christ, you protect me. Yeah, never neglect me, whatever the test be. Man, if God is for me, who can stand up against me? I never been loved quite so intensely. So even if the world detests me, I'ma bless thee.
God, I love you, yeah. God, love you, I'ma pour my heart out. God, I love you, you. God, love you, I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just gonna pour my heart out. I was born just to pour my heart out. The voice is here, I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just gonna pour, come on.
God, I love you, pour my heart out. You forgave me when my sins were so foul. Came to save me through my past in the sea. Now I see what you see, a perfect child in me. And though I felt like I couldn't do a thing right, I hid your word up in my heart, started believing right. Believing like Romans 8 verse 1, that there ain't no condemnation, those in God's son. I called on the name of the Lord and you forgave me. No temptation to sin gonna enslave me. I got to pick up my cross and die daily. The world think I'm crazy, but God, you amaze me. You're never changing, always be the same. And you don't hold nothing against me, that's amazing. I'm never fazed when others get ashamed. And so even if the world gon' hate me, I'ma praise him.
God, I love you, yeah. God, love you, I'ma pour my heart out. God, I love you, you. God, love you, I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just gon' pour my heart out. I was born just to pour my heart out. The voice is here, I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just
yo,
pull,
yo. Now if it wasn't for the Lord, man, where would I be? Probably doing something I know my mama wouldn't like. Thank God he sent Christ in my life. I got liberty to understand as a man, no longer with the kid in me. Yes, sir, I raised up. I put my praise up and the devil raised up. We dwelling in his love. No gangbang affiliation. Don't be mistaken, we do be truly covered by the blood. Trust me, it's lovely. While lies will say it's not, do away with the sand, man. I found it on the rock. Hoo hot fam bam. Boy, you better be checked the fruit coming from the roots of your life's tree. Yeah, know what I mean, like yada. My soul knows well and my heart cries Abba. The Father, he put his law in my heart way back when. So I pour it on the daily, homie, here we go again.
God, I love you, yeah. God, love you, I'ma pour my heart out. God, I love you, you. God, love you, I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just gonna pour my heart out. I was born just to pour my heart out. The voice is here, I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just gonna pour, come on. God, I love you, yeah. God, love you, I'ma pour my heart out. God, I love you, you. God, love you, I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just gonna pour my heart out. I was born just to pour my heart out. The voice is here, I'ma pour my heart out. Yeah, I'm just gonna pour, come on.
Gotta pour it out my heart to you. Gotta pour it out my heart to you, 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 you. Gotta pour it out my heart to you. I said I'm pouring out my heart to you, 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 yeah. Gotta pouring out my heart to you. I said I'm pouring out my heart to you, 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 you. Yeah, I'm pouring out my heart to you. I said I'm pouring out my heart to you. Come on.
Sometimes we gotta pour our heart out, you dig? Man, that was the song right there, The Voice, Pour My Heart Out. Great song, man. And since we're talking about a clean heart, we gotta make sure our heart is clean. But how do we do that, man? And I think it's very important, excuse me, that we make sure our heart is clean, because just like I said with the Levites, these were people of God. These were the chosen people to lead. And I'm just gonna say this, that doesn't mean the leaders are the only ones that have to have clean hearts. But I will say this, as a leader, you need to show everybody else that you have a clean heart. Your heart is pure. And the scripture that I had pulled up that I wanted to share with us, man, was Hebrews 10:22. It says, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Now, it shows us a couple of ways to become clean in this sense. Now, I'm going to say this. We cannot be clean on our own. It's impossible. You cannot save yourself. You cannot become a Christian without Jesus. There's no way that happens. It says, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart. So first of all, our thing is we have to come to God. And as we've been saying earlier, nobody can come to God unless it is through the revelation of God. And this is not reading the, you know what I'm saying, the book. This is the Holy Spirit is going to have to show himself to you. As my dad said, we do not wake up and just say, man, I need Jesus today. It doesn't happen like that. The Holy Spirit has to prick our hearts. But for us being Christians, even believers, we should wake up and say every day, God, man, please give me a clean heart, man. I want to be pure in your sight, God. And that's a prayer that I pray a lot. If people around me, even my son, he wakes up with me, man, now. And I'm praying, and he just repeating my words, man. And I love that. But I can't wait till it's actually what he says. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, my son is only 2.5 years old, but when I see that, man, it just gives me joy as a father to be able to lead my son into that, man, and show him that, hey, I want to have a pure heart before God. And I think that with having a pure heart, we can hear from God. I think a lot of times the stuff that keeps us from being pure, the sin in our lives, a lot of times that blocks us from hearing God. And I'm gonna say this, man, you guys got to go to yadadaking.com, click on a link that says Chase's devotionals, phenomenal woman of God. That's my sister. She comes up with these devotionals, and they're not just, you know, oh, she wrote a nice devotional. No, these are going to make you think. It's going to make you get on your face. She came out with a new one that said this. It said, it was talking about drawing near to God so you can hear him. And sometimes we're so consumed with the things of the world, our bills, you know what I'm saying, our family members, our job, that when it's time to pray, we praying, but it's not really sincere prayer. And what does that mean? When something is not sincere, that's not really the way that you feel. And a lot of times we might go to God with not being sincere because, oh, this is what a Christian is supposed to do. Or I read my Bible because that is what a Christian is supposed to do. But God says, I just don't want you doing it out of, this is what I'm just supposed to do. We have to come to him sincere, man. And say, God, this is what I want you to do. God, this is what I'm coming. I'm opening my life up to you, God. I want you to clean me. And it also says having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience. Our minds, as the word of God says, are desperately wicked. The word of God says we must renew our minds in Romans chapter 12. And it's a process of renewing our minds that gives us a clean heart. And as I said earlier, out of the mouth, the heart speaks. So a lot of times when your mouth, the things that come out your mouth is really a clean, clear example of what's in your heart. If we always have attitudes, if we always have negative things to say, we need to make sure our hearts are clean, man. And this is not just for you guys to listen to. This is something that I have to examine myself in. I'm big on the word of God. It's not just something I talk about. It's not just something we preach. It's not just something that we say, oh, that was great. We must apply it in our lives, man. And Yada the King Radio is all about applying that that word into our lives, man. Yada the King, we're here to praise God, man. And you cannot praise God without being sincere. And make sure you have a clean heart, man. And if you need prayer, man, we would love to pray with you. Give us a call, 425-243-4285. Also, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you got a topic you want us to get on, man, you want us to share, go ahead and send it to us those ways, or even just email us, yadadaking@gmail.com. And we definitely would love to hear from you, man. Look, do this. Keep it 100 for Jesus, man. Get that clean heart and ride out for the King, man. That's really what it is. And let us impact somebody for the Lord. This is your boy, Don Christian, the warrior from Yada the King. God bless y'all. Life.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, King. Shabakta, King. I yada da, King. I yada da, King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, King. Shabakta, King. We yada da, King.
God of the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is
Yada the King? Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio now on gospelnw.com.
Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby. At unity.com.
That's spelled www.unite-t.com.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit YadaDaKing.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta
Yada Da